Europe's main stock markets slump amid deepening concerns over the threat of political instability in Italy. Shares in Italy plunged nearly 5% after national elections produced no conclusive results. Stock markets in London, Frankfurt, and Paris also experienced sharp falls ranging from over 1% to nearly 4%. This followed sharp falls in shares across Asia and Wall Street. New York's Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 1.5% on Monday. Italy's borrowing costs also rose, with the yield on the nation's 10-year bond edging up to 4.7%. The repercussions from Italy's elections were felt across Europe, with the Spanish government warning that the impact of Italy's deadlocked elections could affect the entire eurozone. Well, to give us more insight on the deadlock in Italy, we're joined by Mr. Paolo Raffone, joining us from Brussels. He is Secretary General of the CIPI Foundation. Sir, welcome to the program. It seems that the quagmire has just deepened for Italy. Give us your views on the aftermath of the election results, both for Milan and for the eurozone.
So the first thing is to understand what is the result of the Italian electoral vote. The result is that the Italian society is divided mostly in three blocks. One block, which is around the Democratic Party, which is a former left group, that represents about one third of the electorate, and is proposing a sort of continuation of the policies that have been implemented so far under the technical government of Mario Monti. Then we have a return on the scene of Mr. Berlusconi with his PDL party, which is a center-right-wing group of parties. And he is, in a way, spectacular in his result, because a few months ago he was given only to 13%, and he has reached in 2 months' time 30%. This mostly because he's promising to reduce the austerity measures and to return some of the taxes that have been paid during the past 13 months to the Italian people, and he has gathered more votes than he himself probably expected. And he has another third of the electorate. Then we have a novelty, which is very important in our system, which is a new party called M5S, which is led by the comedian Beppe Grillo. This party is representing the society as such, so it's composed of absolutely normal people. They are not belonging to the political apparatus of former parties, and they come in as a protest movement against the austerity, against the imposition of measures coming from Brussels, from Europe, and trying to give again a sense of normalcy to the presence in the Italian parliament. The last thing to be mentioned is that the government led by Mr. Monti, that then became a movement and a party, has only collected around 10% of votes, which means that altogether the Italian society is against the austerity measures. As they have been implemented, they want a reform of the system on the political ground, but they also want to have a system that gives hope for the future. And austerity has demonstrated not to give any hope and to prevent effectiveness of reforms.
Thank you very much, Mr. Paolo Raffone from Brussels. Thank you for contributing to the program.